in our young athletes, that the prevalence of cardiac involvement from a viral syndrome was really, really low. And we have not seen any uptick in events in the United States relative to COVID-19 and myocarditis. So there, we're not having an epidemic of cardiac arrest from COVID or the vaccine. All of that, to me, is misinformation.
So, can you repeat that for the sake of clarity?
Yes, because I got to repeat that.
So what you're saying is that since COVID compared to before, there is no significant increase in young athletes of more cardiac arrests that can be linked to either COVID or the vaccine.
100% correct, Ross. Yeah, I've seen videos on social media saying that these cases were related to the vaccine. Some of the pictures of the athletes that they're talking about died before COVID-19 even existed. I think it's misinformation, and there's another agenda there. I work with the National Center for Catastrophic Sports Injury Research in the U.S. We monitor for all cases of cardiac arrest and death in a young competitive athlete across the U.S. We've done this for 20 years now. We have not seen any increase in the rate of sudden cardiac arrest or death through the COVID-19 pandemic. There's no higher rates of myocarditis. We're not seeing it related to either the virus or the vaccine. I think data that suggests otherwise to me is faulty and largely misinformation.